You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
Team, how we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today I am going to talk about a word that so many people resist. They hate it to the point where it just gets them crazy. And that's why I want to talk about it today. And the word, you ready for this? The word is discipline. But I'm not even just talking about discipline. I'm talking about extreme discipline. And you may hear that and say, Coach, I'm out of here. I'm not listening to this. You have struck a chord with me, and that chord is not one that I'm looking to acknowledge right now. So I'm out. I'll see you next week. But don't go anywhere. Don't leave yet. And I want to tell you why. Because discipline is not a bad thing. I meet so many people that they live their life in stress, anxiety, frustrated, wondering why they haven't achieved X or why they haven't got to this next step of the ladder yet, or why they deal with all the things that they deal with. And I'm going to tell you this, it's going to come down to discipline in your routine, discipline in your routine and your daily habits. And people may say, Coach, I've been hearing about habits now for a while. I know you wrote the book Habits of a Champion. I've been hearing about discipline now for a while, and I it's not helping me. And I'm going to tell you this, you know, having worked with some of the greatest athletes on the planet, and some really amazing executives as well, the ones that live a life that is not reactive are the ones that have a routine that has been built and customized for them. A routine that's been built and customized for them. Now, that doesn't mean you listen to your favorite podcast, you read 10 books, and then you do all the things in those books and podcasts that are recommended by the writer or the host. Because those things may not be for you. So when you build out a routine, that routine has to be things that you align with, that you identify with, that yield you the result that you want. And if they are not doing that, then you just have a bunch of random things that you do every day because Guru 1 and Guru 2 and Guru 3 told you to do it, or some celebrity said, this is what I do, or some famous executive billionaire does this and it works for him or her. But that doesn't mean it works for you. So I want you to have extreme discipline, but I want that extreme discipline to be applied towards things and to things that work for you. But Coach, I don't know what works for me. And that's where we get into what I call 4-week micro tests. Coach, I'm thinking about doing this. Okay, great. Let's do it. But let's do it for 4 weeks. I want you to do it for 4 weeks and let's create as much research and data around this new thing that we're testing for 4 weeks as possible. And at the end of 4 weeks, we make a decision. Coach, I'm not sure if breathing each morning, you know, in a meditative or box breathing or tempo breathing works for me. Okay, great. Listen, I have a question for you. Are you willing to commit 4 weeks to this to see if it does? Coach, I'll do it every day. This isn't I'm going to do it once in a while. This is, I'm going to do it every day for 4 weeks. And at the end of those 4 weeks, I'm going to make a decision. This was for me. This wasn't for me. I'm not going to miss. I'm going to be extremely, radically disciplined in this, Coach. And then I'm going to let myself know if this is good for me or not working for me. But how many of us test things this way? How many of us are disciplined over a 30-day haul to actually decide if something works for us? There's been an experiment I've done for years, and I tell people, listen, do me a favor. I know you don't have time, but I want you to do 10 to 20 jumping jacks a day for 30 days straight. Can you do that for me? Yeah, Coach, I could do that. That's no problem. And then when you talk to them on day 30, say, hey, so you went 30 for 30, right? Well, this came up, and that came up, and this came up, and that came up. I probably was about 15 for 30. So now we have a 50%, right? A 500 average. I did it half the time. I didn't do it the whole time. So that doesn't work for me, right? But that's not how you test things. So when it comes to extreme discipline, it's saying, I'm going to do this over this period of time 4 weeks. I'm going to make a decision. And if it works, I'm going to continue doing it. And this may become one of my everyday fundamentals. And last week, you know, one of my players, Derek Jeter, went to the Hall of Fame, amazing player. And he said something interesting. He goes, I've been doing this for 20 plus years. I did the same routine and executed on it for 20 plus years. That's why I achieved what I achieved. And I'll tell you what, having coached the guy for 12 of those 20 years, he did the same thing day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. It was like he was running a schedule all the time, but it wasn't work because he found great comfort in that schedule. He found great comfort in that schedule. Same thing with this show that I do. I record on Mondays. It's how I kick off my week. Monday, record. Every morning, I write my daily blog newsletter that comes to you every morning. Boom. Every morning, I go to the gym. Boom. Later in the day, I do my 10,000 step walk. Every day, every day. Lunch is the same during the week. Salad, okay? Breakfast, green shake, right? It's just discipline. And coach, that sounds so rigid. That sounds so horrible. Don't you do things differently? I do. There's days I mix it just a little bit. But when you take the average, I have a 95% average that this is what I do. And I allow 5% deviant. You know, I deviate 5% of the time for fun and other things. But I also give myself a part of my routine is fun on the weekend, right? I can eat what I want on the weekend and then we get right back. So you got to get yourself on a good solid routine. And again, it upsets me that you hear so much talk about routine, but routine has been in sports for years. But we got to dial in that routine. When a player is not performing in sport, you know what we do? We go right to the routine. Hey, have you been executing on your routine? Yes or no? What are we doing in that routine? And we break it down. What's working? What's not working? We switch out. We tweak. And then we get people rolling again. But if you believe in your routine, your results are going to be amazing because you're believing in it. You're doing it with consistency. You're not looking for ways out of it. Too many times we're looking for ways out of it. And that's what drives me crazy. It pisses me off when I work with executives, high level folks that say, coach, I don't know what's going on. Did you do your routine? Well, I had to travel this week. Well, I had this week. Well, I had that or this, or it rained. I couldn't get out and do my walk. I don't care about rain. Go inside, do something else. Go to a gym, walk in the rain. It's not going to kill you. Stick to your freaking routine. Enough with the BS. Quit lying to yourself. And when you could get focused and dialed in on that freaking routine, man, everything's going to change for you. Everything. But you got to say, this is my routine and I'm doing it no matter what. I'm doing it no matter what. I'm doing it no matter what. You know, back in March, my wife and I did this fast. It was called the Daniel fast. And the Daniel fast doesn't allow you to have any meat, no sweets, and no treats. It's very clean eating. It's all based on, you know, fruits and vegetables and water and just flushing out your body. Now, when you hear this, most people are like, I can't do that. I can't do it. And for the first few days, I had never done it before. I said, wow, this is really going to be challenging. And then I took one day at a time, one day at a time. And you realize how many times your friends, your buddies, and people you know want to pull you off of this routine. And they start questioning you. Hey, why are you doing that? You know, you could have some, you know, grass-fed meat. You could have this. You could have that. And everybody's pulling you off of your routine. And I'm like, why do they give a shit what we're doing? They should say, that's great, guys. Go for it. Keep going for it. But people try to pull you off your routine. And if you allow them to, they will. So you got to dial in on that routine and accept nothing less than, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm all about and I'm going for it. And your extreme discipline at times may make other people stand back and it may make other people step in and say, hey, you're special. You're doing something different. You operate differently. And if you want to be average, you do what everyone else does, right? You get those happy hours in. You make sure you're drinking 4 or 5 nights a week. you make sure, you know, on the weekend, you're watching some football, you're pigging out, you're being a slob in many ways, right? Week over week, you know, getting those grease on the fingertips from those wings, right? Anybody could do that. But if you live your life with discipline and routine, and hey, giving yourself that Sunday to watch the football and eat what you want, that may be a part of your routine. But those other 6 days, you are locked in, whatever it may be. But you better get yourself on a freaking routine, and you better stick with it, and you better stop finding excuses as to why you can't. You can't succeed at this routine, or you can't do this. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I'm sure you're tired of hearing it too. So let's cut the nonsense. Let's not worry about what everyone else is saying or what everyone else is doing or how they're going about their life. And let's start to dial in a routine that is built for you and that works for you. And if you're not ready to do that, well, you're not ready for success either. You're not ready to win consistently. You're not ready to live in peace because you're always going to be searching, always be pulling on that rope, and you're never going to get to the top. That's my message for you today. Extreme discipline, build out that routine, micro test, and stick with it. I'm Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Again, I'm here to coach you. I'm not here to make you feel good and just tell you what you want to hear, but I am here to make you feel good if you do the work. You do the work, I'm telling you, you're going to win. You're going to feel great, and you're going to love the fruits of your labor. So again, Coach Dana Cavalier here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, give us a like, give us a thumbs up. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a comment on iTunes. If you can, give us a review, 5 stars if you love it. And head on over to danacavalier.com. Get on the daily blog. Every day it comes to your inbox. I'm here to coach you every morning. Just a few minutes, read through your blog, read through the newsletter. It's actually about 60 seconds read. And it'll keep you motivated, keep you inspired, and keep you hungry. Got to stay hungry. Got to stay humble. Got to stay in pursuit of victory. And in the next few weeks, be on the lookout for my new book, Habits of a Champion Team. I'll see you next week. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalier would love to be your coach. Head on over to danacavalier.com.